timing.
Amen.
Hi, Esther.
Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Good morning. Shabbat shalom.
Today we will take control of the month of Av, Rosh Chodesh Av, for the year Tashin Ayin Zion, this year 5777. It's on the evening of July 23rd. Until the sunset of July 24th. The actions you do on this fifth day of Nisan, which is today, will impact either positively or negatively the month of Av in the year 5777. The day the action should be made is this today, the fifth day of Nisan, in the year Tashin Ayin Zion, 5777. This date is from last night, the evening of March 30th, to sundown, Motzi Shabbat. Today, April 1st, which is April Fool's Day. The first step that we will follow is to connect to the Hashem's name in the appropriate permutation. For the month of Av, is Hey Vav Yud Hey. And we also connect with Echye, another name of God, the name connected to Bina. And that permutation is Hey Yud Hey Aleph. So please join me in saying, Hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh. Hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, Next, we will say the Anabatola, and where we will stop at the fourth verse. Anabatola, Gedula Chumi Tati Zerupa Alephet Gimel Yutak Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra. Two fresh ayam sent at noon. Na Gibor Dor Sheyehudcha Kevavat Shalem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bahem Taharen Rahame Sitkacha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel. The letters of the month of Av. The Kaf, which created the planet we call Shemesh, the planet we call the sun, and the Tet, which creates the astrological sign of Leo, the astrological sign of Aryeh, which is the lion. The gematria of these two letters is 29. And while there's no direct connection to the number 29, the month of Leo, the month of Av, the month of the Father, is in and of itself connected to these, to that number 29. The next step we will do is to relate to the various attributes that we are taught by the Sefer Yetzirah. The more we learn about these attributes and their connection, the more it strengthens our methods of control and taking control of the month of Av. But we will finish the Ana B'Koach by starting Chasid Kadosh Berotuvcha Na'el Adatach Het Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zohre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shin Kufav Tadi Yud Tav. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Relationships that we strengthen our ability to control the month of Av is to realize that the gematria of Aryeh, the lion, is 216. Which is the number of letters in the three verses that create the 72 names of God, being 3 times 72, the right, left, and central. The direct attributes that come from the Sefer Yetzirah. The tribe is the tribe of Shimon. And we know that when Shimon, representing harsh judgment, connects with Levi, representing soft judgment, we these actions, the pair of these tribes by themselves, can create havoc and destruction, as they did in the town of Shechem in the matter of the rape of Dinah. The sense is hearing, and the controller is the left kidney. And we know the kidney has to do with cleansing, as we spoke about yesterday in talking about the Tammuz, the month of Tammuz. And we have to realize that in Tammuz, the sense was speech, and in Av, the sense is hearing. And there's a direct correlation between those 2 months and those two senses. Because when someone speaks, not only do they hear themselves, if they're open to listening, but other people hear them. So there's a direct cause and effect relationship between speech and hearing, between completing the Vav and the Zion, Tammuz, and growing to the level of the Father, learning wisdom. The next actions that we will do is to listen to the verses of the Torah from the Nasi. And the name of the Nasi is Shelamiel ben Surya Shaddai. And he is the prince, the Nasi of the tribe of Shimon. And we will say two blessings before we listen to the Torah. The first blessing refers to the words of Torah. We're blessing the words of Torah. And the second blessing is that we will hear these words of Torah. And by hearing them, take them into our soul so that we can become a living Torah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kirishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kirishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'Torah. A little bit of difficulty, but it will be here shortly. Bayom Hamishi Nasi Livne Shimon Shelumiel ben Suri Shaddai. Karbano karat kesef achat shiloshimishim umeya mishkala mizrach echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh shneihem malein solet Belula b'shemen l'mincha kaf achat asara sahab b'leya ketoret par echad ben bakar ayil echad keves echad ben shenato liola seir izin echad lechatat וזבח השלמים בקר שניים מלים חמישה עתודים חמישה כבשים בני שנה חמישה זה קרבן שלומיאל בן צורי שדי אמת Our next step is to learn more about the names, the name of the tribe of Shimon. Shimon means to be heard and to accept. It also represents passion and the fire in the temple that never went out. A blessing for the name Shimon. He will be an outstanding speaker and listener. His advice will usually be accepted. The word that has the same gematria as Shimon, Vayiten, and he gave. A phrase, Ki l'shen zachav lo, for he has a golden tongue. Another phrase, Shov elav od vayehi, return to me to truly exist. The Shoresh is from the word Shema, to hear, to listen, to understand, acceptance, to pay attention, to proclaim, and to call. And this is a good example of how the English translations are so limiting. Because we all say, or many of us say, Shema Yisrael. And we always know that translation from the traditional English, Hear, O Israel. But it's also listen, Israel. It's also understand, Israel. And that can be in two ways. Israel should understand, or I myself should understand the meaning of Israel. Another is accept Israel at its essence. Pay attention to Israel. Proclaim Israel. Call Israel. Another shoresh, Meon, a dwelling, a hostel. The temple itself, a daycare, or a nursery. And in modern Hebrew, meon means to address a letter, or probably today an email. Now let's learn about the name Shelumiel. Peace with God is the meaning of Shelumiel. Or my God is complete. Because the word Shalom, which is the first four letters of Shelumiel, always potentially stands for completion. A blessing for the name Shelumiel, he will find total peace, contentment, forgiveness, and serenity. The word Tachago, you will celebrate. And we all will celebrate the coming of Mashiach. Zayit is a word having the same gematria, 417, as Shelumiel. And this is an olive, Zayit. Squeeze an olive and out comes oil. What happens when you squeeze the soul of a child of Israel or the soul of people whose name is Shelumiel? A phrase, Yom HaKippurim. You should recognize that. It's the Day of Atonement. It's Yom Kippur. Another phrase, Yemi Anosh. My sea of man, because the name Anosh, the third generation after Adam, or really after Seth, the third generation, Anosh, is what started to lead man away from God, God forbid, through the study of the stars and ultimately the worship of the stars. Another phrase, Vayomer elav kechat. And he said to him, take. Is there something wrong with taking? That's something to contemplate. The shorash is shalem, which means completion. Another shorash is shalom, meaning peace. But it also means hello and goodbye, because what is more direct than peace when you meet someone or you take leave of someone? The first verse of the energy verses in Shelumiel, there are 20 verses. The first verse, Shalosh pa'amim v'sheina yira kol zachorcha et p'nei ha'adon Hashem Elohei Yisrael. Three times in the year shall all the males appear before the Lord Hashem, the God of Israel. And more about the name Tzur Shaddai. My rock is sufficient, is the meaning. The blessing, Ha'adam bara ito. The man creates his letters, the man creates his signs. Adam, the man, the Adam, including male and female. The phrase, La Malecha, why go? Ashurish, die. Enough, die dayenu, it would be enough. Sufficient. Shaddai, the Almighty, impish, devilish, afield. Shade, a breast, a nipple, a demon, a fiend, a devil. Another shorish, sewer, the rock, a cliff, a fortress, a name of God, a name, the city Tyre, to besiege, to mold, to shape, to fashion, to bind or to pack. Yetzer, to form, to fabricate, to manufacture, to produce, to generate. Now we will look at the consciousness that the Nasi, Shelumiel ben Sur Shaddai, had when he made his dedications. In all of the dedications that this Nasi made, he brought his offering with the consciousness of the order of the building of the Mishkan, which also alluded to his tribal progenitor, his the son of Jacob, Shimon, who was zealous to punish immorality in the matter of the rape of his sister, Dinah, and the slaying of the men of Shechem. Sometimes people find it hard to follow this connection. So please remember, the temple and the Mishkan were used to slay adulterers and faithless wives in the ritual of the Sota. In this idea of what is zealous, not jealous. The silver bowl of 130 shekels. A bowl is an allusion to the court which surrounds the tabernacle, as the sea surrounds the world. This is where the Sanhedrin would meet, outside of the temple gates. The 130 was the court, which was composed of 100 cubits, and the tabernacle had 30 cubits. And this is why this dish that Shimon brought, the tribe of Shimon brought, was 130 shekels. The basin is 70 shekels. The basin being 70 shekels is an allusion to the courtyard without the tabernacle. The court being 100, the tabernacle being 30, and 100 minus 30 is 70. This is the reason that the basin was brought weighing 70 shekels. He also had another consciousness about the 70, and that is the 70 pillars which stood in the court of the tabernacle. 20 pillars on the south side, 20 on the north side, 10 on the west side, and 6 on the east side, and 4 for the curtain of the gate of the court. This gives a total of 60 for the court, and 4 for the veil, and 5 for the curtain at the entrance of the tabernacle, and the pillar of cloud. This gives you a total of 70. The overall meaning of the bowl and basin did not have a direct consciousness. The gold ladle of 10 shekels, the kaf, the hand, the ladle alludes to the scroll of the law that lay beside the ark, inside the ark, and the hand containing 5 fingers, so the scroll contained 5 books. The meaning of the 10 shekels of the ladle refer to the tablets that were deposited in the ark. I'm going to have to allow you to complete this today. I apologize for the confusion. You can find the handout if you don't already have it by doing a local search on the Hashem website for the Rosh Chodesh Nisan Av. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Remind you that we will meet at 6 o'clock West Coast time for our Havdalah, and at 7 o'clock West Coast time for our Zohar connection in this new coming week. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.